You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 4. Chill! Hello everybody, this is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman of YPG, and a Premier Boy Podcast. Welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Hope all is well. Well, we are finally back on the regular season, the regular episodes. You know, this is not no spinoff show. This is the regular show. And y'all can check the regular Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast main brand show every second, third, and sometimes for Sunday. So remember that schedule, y'all. Every second, third, and sometimes fourth Sunday, y'all can check the regular brand season 4 of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And the spin-off shows, A Conversation About Music podcast every first Sunday. And the old school show every fourth and or fifth Sunday. So that's the new schedule going forward. So I thought I'd let you know with all the confusion. So yeah, and of course, like every episode, we got a special guest. She is an entrepreneur. She is a YouTube creator. She got a business called Missy Miracles. And we're going to talk to her about that and many more. And y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
My name is Samuel Austin, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And y'all know usually I do a quote of the day, but you know, I'm gonna take a break from that today. But I just want to take time to acknowledge everybody that who been supporting me today, like the podcast. Thank y'all. We made it to 15,000 downloads and plays. I just want to thank all y'all for that. You know, we are on 47 countries right now and counting. And yeah, and I just want to take the time to thank everybody for the support. Supporting me like the podcast. It's been a long journey. The old school show is becoming a really popular fan favorite show. The latest episode with the Nickelodeon episode was in the top 2 episodes of all time now. And in the pilot episode of Conversation About Music podcast is the top 3 episodes of all time. So yeah, I just want to take time to thank everybody for the support and just continue to support me to the podcast. And you know, thank y'all. I'm very honored, and I just gonna keep going and give y'all the best content that y'all deserve. Once again, thank y'all. We'll be right back. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast spin-off series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m.
the Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com, and tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Like That podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
Hi, Miracles. It's Mariah Dumas, and you are now tuned in to Mr. Gentleman's Lifestyle Podcast.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I got my special guest. She is a fashion designer. She is an entrepreneur. I got Mariah in the building. Mariah, how you doing?
Hi, Ken. I'm good. How are you?
Yes, I'm good. I'm good. You know, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so we're going to start this interview. So let our audience know, where are you from?
Hi, everyone. I am from Wisconsin. You know, the cheesehead state, the dairyland.
Okay, nice, nice. So how would you describe yourself as a person?
I would say I'm definitely special. I'm very, like, shy until you get to know me. So, but I'm, like, chill and laid back. Like, I think I'm loyal. I'm a hard lover. You know, I really go hard for mine. And, yeah. But otherwise, it could be difficult, you know. I could be a procrastinator, and I'm very sensitive to some things. So, that's a little bit about myself as a person.
Nice, nice. And it is always good to be a go-getter. So that's nice. That's real good. So what inspired you to start entrepreneurship? Like, what made you want to go to that route?
I'm going to take you guys back. When I was growing up, when I got my first job at 14, you know, I started working for Culver's and I really enjoyed it or whatnot. But as I started working more, I realized that it wasn't really for me because I didn't like to be tied to like a schedule. I didn't like people telling me when I can go eat and things like that. And I also was like tardy often. So that kind of, I was just like, I don't know. I can't keep on being late. I got to find ways to, like, you know, control my schedule and make money without bothering my managers and being late, you know. So I kind of was always fascinated with the word entrepreneurship, and I just, once I, you know, got more involved in internet, I learned that there's a lot of ways to get paid out there, so here I am.
I feel you, and I feel like entrepreneurship is the best way to do it. It's hard to, like, do, you know, work for us. You know, it's better to work for yourself. So I feel you on that. I feel you on that. So tell us about your YouTube page. Like, what it's called and what it's about and how you came up with the idea.
Well, my YouTube is Missy's Miracles. My name is Missy. My grandma called me Missy when I was younger. And miracles is just like, you know, I'm very fascinated with miracles, and I believe in miracles and blessings and, you know, good things to come for everyone. So I was just like, okay, Missy's Miracles. So that's what I went with. And basically, it's just about, like, me. Like, I'm doing mukbangs where I just, like, eat in front of the camera and engage with my audience. I do, like, clothing hauls where I try on different clothing, and I do a lot of different things, and also spreading like positive messages. So yeah, that's a little bit about that.
Nice, and I definitely gotta check that out. So let my listeners know, where can they subscribe to your YouTube channel? Tell them, can they subscribe?
Oh yeah, please, I would love the support. My YouTube is Missy's Miracles. It's just M-I-S-S-Y apostrophe S and then Miracles, spelled the regular way. And yeah, you can just go ahead and subscribe. You'll see my bright yellow face there. I'm wearing a white shirt. So yeah.
Okay, nice. Also, you also had a career in fashion. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, yeah, when I told you, I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said it's a career, because it's not really a career. I guess it's a self-proclaimed career, because I'm just getting started. Right now, I'm just in the stage of converting like my designs into real items and just, you know, getting better at my actual skills and everything. I've always loved fashion. I was a big fan. I love designing and everything. And so now I'm just bringing my dreams to life. I have a whole portfolio of designs, and yeah, I'm excited to once again bring them to life and share them with everyone.
Okay, nice big things. And you know, keep doing your thing. You say like you're doing really amazing things. Just keep doing your thing.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
So as you know, we are in a pandemic. I guess we sort of in a pandemic, but we sort of getting out of it. It's hard to tell. But how did the pandemic affect you, and what did you learn from it? And how was it out there for you? Because I know I'm from New York and you're from Wisconsin. How is it out there for you?
Well, the pandemic impacted me because it stopped me from working. I was last year when the pandemic hit, I was doing like more factory work and like just doing more corporate work or whatever. So they sent everyone home. So of course that impacted me a lot. And that's when I was really like, okay, I can't allow the economy to control my income. So I started focusing more on my entrepreneurial like opportunities. And otherwise, besides that, it was like, we went into lockdown, but honestly, it didn't really feel like, it wasn't like as major as what other states like they were going through. So like, I don't know, maybe like a month or a couple weeks later, like people were like back outside and the curfew like didn't last long. I don't know, but yeah, it was like, it was really crazy, and I'm just glad that it's kind of just ending, hopefully.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, as you know, New York was crazy. It was really bad out here. But now we kind of, I guess, in a better place. I'm hoping we are. I know we are, but yes, I know how you're feeling. But I'm glad that things are a lot better out there as well.
Yeah, not as crazy as where you guys are.
I agree. So what other projects that you got going on?
Well, I actually don't have any other projects at the moment. I don't really have any other projects. I just like to help support other people and just work on like myself. I guess that's a big major project, just working on myself and my self-love and just becoming a better person. And I want to become debt-free, so that's, I guess, a big project that I'm working on this year. So, yeah.
Nice, big things. And what do you have to say for anybody going the same route as you? Say something inspirational to, you know, for like the route that you took.
Well, I would love to just say that if there's anything like you want to do, just go for it. Don't wait, like no matter what it looks like. If there's a pandemic that comes, like if you feel like you're just not ready to do something, just go ahead and do it. Just keep the end goal in mind. Like, as long as you start somewhere, that'll be, like, the best thing ever. And also, just find your purpose and, like, plant it in your head. Remember to also, I guess, like research and make notes, do a lot of research and practice a lot, and just, yeah, remember that things don't happen overnight. So practice makes perfect.
Nice, facts, facts, definitely agree. And you know, before you go, we're gonna play a little game. And we're gonna play a game called Five Random Topics. Well, actually five topics, and you give me a short or long response about that topic. Are you ready?
Oh, fun. Okay, yeah, let's go.
All right. So first one is, what is your favorite food?
Oh, that's easy. My favorite food are definitely tacos. I love tacos.
Okay, nice, nice. Okay, who is your celebrity crush?
My celebrity crush. I really haven't thought about my celebrity crush lately, but I would have to go with Chris Brown. He's like my all-time crush. Love his songs, love his voice. Yeah.
Nice, nice. All right, what is your favorite type of music?
Well, since I said Chris Brown, I guess you guys can guess. I love R&B music.
Okay, nice. You know, I'm an R&B fan as well, so nice, nice. So what is your least favorite movie? Your least, like, one movie that you hate to watch?
My least favorite movie? Okay. So, let me see. I don't really, like, I honestly don't look at a lot of movies. But something that would be, like, my least favorite? Oh, I would say The Purge. I actually just saw a commercial about it. Like they're coming out with a new movie or sequel or whatever. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I hate, like, it's a good movie, but oh my gosh, it just makes me cringe and makes me feel so uncomfortable. So I'll probably say The Purge, my least favorite.
I feel you. And I saw that commercial too. And I was shocked that they were even coming out with a new one. So yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
And last one, what's your goal for the rest of the year?
My goal for 2021, just to, like I mentioned, just work on myself a lot and become debt free. I really want to pay off a lot of my debt and become debt free. So.
Okay, nice, nice. Well, thank you, Mariah, for coming on the show. You know, keep doing your things and keep pushing, keep going. And
thank you so much for having me.
No, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. And before you go, drop your social media on everything where they can reach you, and drop your YouTube channel one more time so we all can subscribe.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So my YouTube is Missy's Miracles, MISSYS Miracles. My Instagram is Missiracle, that's MISIRACLE. And then my Facebook is Mariah Dumas. It's MARYAHDUMAS. And on those platforms, you can just find other ways to follow and support me as well.
Okay,
so
nice,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And we'll be right back. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Now, I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spinoff Series Thursdays. And Spinoff Series Thursday is the new home for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spinoff Series. That brought to you shows like A Conversation About News Podcast, The Old School Show, and Date Night Talk Podcast. And A Conversation About News Podcast is a music spin-off series where we talk about anything music, from the current music scene and the old school music scene, where we interview many guests that's in the music industry and artists about their music journey. We have a segment game called The Face Off, which is a versus inspired game. And we have roundtable discussion about variety of music topics. And y'all can check out a conversation about music podcast every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Now, the old school show that featured myself and the star Roddy Rod is a show where we discuss anything old school, from music, TV shows, movies, and many more. We also bring in guests to join in on the old school conversation. Y'all can check out the old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And last but not least, we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B, where we talk about anything relationship related topics like love, dating, relationships, cheating, the good and the bad, and many more. And y'all can check out this spin-off series, Date Night Talk Podcast, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. So look out for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spin-off Series Thursday, a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday. The old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday. And Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays. And y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays for the main series and every Thursday for spin-off series Thursdays. And thank y'all for checking out this commercial break. And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning into the new episode. Thank you to my special guest, Mariah, for coming to the show. Keep doing your things. And everybody, check out her YouTube channel, Missy Miracles. Help her get to 1,000 subscribers. She's almost there. Help her out. Grow her page. Support her, y'all. And everybody's probably still wondering, when is Premier Bay Podcast returning? Season 2 of the Premier Bay Podcast. As y'all already know, Season 1 ended weird. With the star Roddy Rod leaving the show. And we do have a, been back, as y'all know. We've been putting out the Care Package series on the Premiable Podcast, you know, on the Rope Season 2. And just know, Season 2 of the Premiable Podcast will be returning this summer with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, star Roddy Rod, maybe, and long live Chief Molly Mel, and a long list of guest hosts will be coming on the show. And, you know, helping us out until we fill that void, until we get a new co-host, you know, to play Star Ride and Ride. So, you know, don't forget to check out the Premier Web Podcast Season 2 coming real soon. Don't forget, King Talk with Mr. Aaron Sands every other Fridays at 12 a.m. I will be on the two-part finale of King Talk. So, yeah, I know I am executive producer of the show. But for once, for the two-part season finale, I will be being interviewed by Mr. Aaron Sands himself. So check out that episode. Part one will be this Friday. Part two will be not announced yet. But yeah, but just know this interview will be a lot different from all our past interviews. So yeah, this is something that you don't want to miss. King Talk with Aaron Sands, season finale part one this Friday. Yes, let's stay tuned for it. And y'all already know where I'm at every Sunday. Mr. Gentleman Like the Pocket each and every Sunday. We are on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music. We are now on TuneIn Radio and many more. Also, y'all can subscribe to the YouTube, Ken, aka Mr. Gemini.tv, where we got the audio version of Mr. Gemini the Pocket, and we got Mr. Gemini the Pocket TV as well, where y'all can watch some of the interviews. It will be in video form, so y'all know. Stay tuned for that. Also, let's drop down this new schedule that we got going on with Mr. Gemini the Podcast. Every first Sunday, we got a conversation about music podcasts. Every first Sunday at 12 a.m., a conversation about music podcasts. On July episode, we got a special guest, the bro, Twin Turbo B, who will be coming to the show. And he will be dropping in some new songs. We're going to interview him, and he got a new song to have to play. So, yeah, look out for that. Every second, third, and sometimes fourth Sunday, season 4 of Mr. Gemini the Podcast. Every second, third, and sometimes fourth Sunday, season 4 of Mr. Gemini the Podcast. We do have a guest for next week's episode. We can hear the author. And yeah, we're going to interview him and stuff like that. The Old School Show with myself and the Star Riding Rod every fourth or fifth Sunday. The Old School Show with myself and the Star Riding Rod every fourth or fifth Sunday. Later this month, we got the Disney episode. And, you know, our returning guest, Magda and Marsha, is back on the show. So, yeah, we'll look out for that. And we also got some unannounced shows that haven't happened yet. We got the Countdown Show, the last Friday in June at 10 p.m. It will be a Spotify exclusive, the Countdown Show, every last Friday of every month at 10 p.m. Don't forget, Date Night Talk Podcast coming real soon. Do have not been announced, but that show is coming real soon. And also, we also got another Spotify exclusive show coming real soon. Mr. Gemini the Pocket After Hours. No release date yet, but that's coming real soon as well. And y'all know, thank y'all for everybody that's been supporting the show. We just made it to 15K, as I said earlier. Made it 15K. We are being played on 47 countries. And just keep supporting y'all. Please rate the show. Please rate the show on Podcasters or Apple Podcasts. Please give me a rating. Leave some positive vibe to the show. You know, support the Mr. Gemini the Podcast website, you know. Everything is updated on that site weekly and on a weekly basis. So check it out. We at MrGentlemanLikeThePocket.com, MrGentlemanLikeThePocket.com. Check out the website, support it, sign the guest list, and many more. And here's the biggest announcement. You know, as y'all know, early 2020, you know, we was promoters and our spot got closed down due to the pandemic. But after last week, we are back. So catch us each and every Saturday at Taj, Best Saturday Party at Taj, 48th, West 21st, 25th, and 6th. Admission is table reservation only. Let me repeat, table reservation only. So if y'all want to book a table, that will be your admission when you're on Premier Guest List. Y'all could hit me up and I'll book y'all. And yeah, we back every Saturday, Best Saturday Party at Taj. YPG is back each and every Saturday, Best Saturday of Taj. Hit me up to be on table reservation so y'all can be on Premier Guest List. So yeah, and y'all already know, if y'all want to be on my show, whether it's the normal show, a conversation about music podcast, Date Night Talk, the Old School Show, y'all can email me, kenypgent@gmail.com. Send me a bio about yourself and everything that you do. Or y'all could, you know, DM me on IG, Ken_Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N, underscore Mr. M-R, Gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me, you know, get me on Clubhouse, Ken, Mr. Gentleman. Yeah. And, y'all know, thank y'all for supporting the show. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for taking the time out to listen to Mr. Gemini Podcast. I mean, it means a lot. Y'all don't understand how much it means a lot. I thank y'all and have a good day or night wherever you listen to this episode.
Yo, 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 yo. This is the fresh one. They call me Mally Mal, the man. And you're right now, you're listening to the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast with my boy, the gentleman, Ken. Shouldn't be anywhere else right now.